Blog Talk Radio.
About thy deep and dreamless
get in your darkest shine, the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the people are in you.
Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. What an awesome God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, so warm and tender. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Can you explain him? I can't. All I know who he is to me, what he said he will be, and what he is doing. Praise God. How can you celebrate a God like this at this time of the season without just saying he's awesome and knowing what he has done for you over the years and time? Praise God. God is awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We come short, God, of your glory. But you knows all things, O God. So wash us and cleanse us, O God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Cleanse us from anything, O God, that will keep us from entering in, O God, that, O God, keep us from getting close to you, O God. We want to get close to God. We are celebrating you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you that we can celebrate you, Jesus. You are the heart of every one of us, oh, God. Thank you, Father. You created us, oh, God, and you made us, oh, Father, in your own image. And, God, we cannot forget about. We don't want to forget about. We will not forget about, oh, God, what you have done for us. And what you are doing for us. Wash away everything, oh God, that tries to easily beset us, oh God, as we sing praises and shout unto you, oh God. Shout praises of hallelujah, giving you our highest praise, God, as we do always, God. We want to just worship you. Just worship you. Worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Worship you, O God, Father God, and offer up ourselves to you, O God. God, O God, you created us to praise you. We love it, Lord God. Oh, yes, you're awesome. You're awesome in the lives of your people. Praise God. O God, you said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and exalt his name forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be exalted and adored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch every mother, oh God, that may have lost a son to, oh God, the bullet or to prison walls. Comfort her at this time, oh God. Let her know, God, that you are right there, God. Oh God, taking them through. Touch everyone, oh God. Father God, that may have encountered some type of sickness, oh God. And Lord, they are waiting on your healing, Lord. We believe you tonight, God, that you will do that thing you promised. You are the ultimate healer, Lord God. Oh God, above every doctor, everything, oh God. Oh God, that they have tried to do. Maybe medicine and do it. But we're waiting on you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. God, you told us to come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Praise God. We are so glad we can do that, God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you said as our praises go up, oh, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, you inhabit it, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, gracious God. Well, you are listening to God's favorites tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We are coming to celebrate our Lord and King. That's the most important thing in our lives to do. We don't desire anything else like we do to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at all times. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it was prophesied way ahead of time. Praise God. That a Savior would come And I'm going to give you one of these prophecies right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we'll come back to some more later. It's amazing. It was prophesied way before time, before he was born. Because, see, Jesus always was and always will be with his Father. He was from the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read one of the prophecies from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 5. The voice of him, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And it reads as thus, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness. We got another phone disturbing us. Oh, praise God. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise God. And that was prophesied in Isaiah's time. Praise God. All that one would come, praise God, and make the rough places straight. Hallelujah. Oh, prepare for him. Prepare for him in your heart. If you have not accepted this Lord that we are talking about tonight, praise God, now is the time to prepare in your hearts for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to take prayer requests before we go any further. If there's anyone that is on here tonight and they have a prayer request, I want you to press 1 on your phone right now. Praise God. Anyone that has a prayer request tonight, before we go on, I would like for you to press 1 on your telephone. God, Emmanuel. All right, let's see who we have here. Yes, we do have some hands up here. Praise God. Just a second. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to his name. Just a minute. We're getting it ready. Rejoice. All right. Let's go back up here. I see we have 5 hands up. And the first one, give us your name and your prayer request, please. 1794.
Oh, that's Sister Lily Stokes. Good evening, Sister Vivian.
Come
Thank
on.
You very much. Continue. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, continue to pray for me and my 5 boys and my 5 sons, and continue to lift up Sister Bernadette. And I think my son is on the line. I gave him that phone number. I don't know that he made it.
Praise God. Oh,
but
I wish he would let us hear
work.
Him tonight.
He's at
oh,
work.
Oh, praise God. Uh-huh. It would start with an area code of what?
A 214.
Okay. I think he's on and he has his hand up. So we'll go on to him after this next one. Thank you, Mother Stokes. All right, we have 225.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Minister Vivian. This is Evangelist Shawanda.
Uh-huh.
I would like prayer.
Uh-huh.
I have an auntie. Her name is Barbara Perkins. She was rushed to urgent care yesterday because of severe, the room was spinning severely, and she's still going through it, but she did go to urgent care, and they ran some tests on her and said that it's something called vertigo. And also, I have an auntie, Jacqueline Jarvis. She's in a nursing home. I haven't seen her for about 5 months. She's blind and was born with retardation. She is in her 60s. I would like prayer for her as well, that God is protecting her and taking care of her behind in the nursing home.
Okay. I'm going to pray for these two, and then I'll go on so I won't forget. Praise God. I'm going to lift up Mother Stokes and her boys, praise God. You know how a mother is about her son. If you read the word, God made man to woman and woman to man. And if you mess with a mother's son, now these are boys, these sons now. So if you mess with them, you done mess with her heart. And if you mess with a daddy's daughter, you have messed with his heart. So we lift up Mother Stokes and her sons right now and her entire family, and also everyone that she brings to the prayer line, that God will restore, that God will do what he said he will do. We lift them up to him because God knows everything. There's nothing he don't know. And we pray that this family just stay close during these holidays, praise God. Father God, five boys, oh, that's a blessing because, you know, the man child was always known as the first. So we lift them up to you, Lord God, that they will serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Thank you for this mother, oh God, that's concerned about her son. If you look over there in the book of Matthew, praise God, this mother asked that may her two sons sit, one on the right and one on the left. And God said, it's not for me to do. She wanted the best for her son. And I know this mother wants the best for her son. Bless you, Mother Stokes. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Shawanda, she wants us to pray for Barbara Perkins and also Jacqueline Jarvis, who is retarded. Praise God. Retardation. God still loves them. We pray that God will open up during this Christmas so they can understand. And praise God for Barbara Perkins. This is what she's going through as far as needs of healing. Praise God. We believe God for that. Praise God. Lord God, we apply your blood over each one of these, oh God. Father God, that you will speak, that you will move, oh God, in behalf of each one. Help this one that has the, oh God, has a mental retardation, God. You still love them no matter what they are. So we bring these two before you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we go into 4838.
Yes, my name is Craig Stokes, and my mom is Lily Mae Stokes.
Right.
The prayer request I have, on, I want to put in a request, a prayer for my marriage.
Okay.
And that's kind of just abroad right now, but if you can pray for me that my marriage will become more in agreement, please.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you hear this young man, and very seldom you hear a young man cry out for his marriage, Lord God. God, you ordain marriage, Lord. So, God, we place him before you. We place this family before you at this time, God, that the joy of the Lord will come in their hearts and in their homes, oh God, the warmth, oh God, that you have created in marriage. We pray that that woman will find her rightful place as a wife, oh God, and Lord, she'll be obedient to her husband, oh God. We pray for this young man, oh God, Father, that wants his marriage to be in order, God. We call order right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that she'll be touched by your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, to live a life, an overcoming life, oh God, according to your will, oh God, according to your ways, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, this prayer
target will be answered, because it's, oh God, important, because you ordained the family, God. You created the family. God, you made up the unit, God. Help those children, oh God, Father God, to love you, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the lives of this man. Father God, Lord, help him, oh God, to just rely upon you and not put his whole total faith in woman, God. But God, as he looked to you, you'll cause the woman to fall in place. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. And Lord, help him to know his role as a man, God. Oh God, that he will walk through this thing, oh God. Lord God, he gonna come out and won't smell like smoke. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, oh God, for him. And thank you for his mother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. 4064.
Good evening.
Okay.
Good evening, Pastor George. This is Minister Gwendolyn Bernard in Houston. One of my church members asked that prayers go up for this family, the Robinson family, Jackie Robinson and his wife, Patricia. They are both in treatment right now for the COVID virus, as there are so many others. So along with this couple, I ask that we pray for all family members where there is believing and trusting God for recovery from the COVID virus. Thank you. And also for my family as well.
Praise God. Father, we do lift up all those, oh God, and including the one that Minister Gwen has brought before us, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you know all about this COVID, God. And Lord, we believe, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. So I lift up this family, oh God, that has the COVID, and everyone else that has called me concerning the COVID. Oh God, Father God, I just lost a cousin, oh God, to COVID, and someone else called me concerning the COVID. But God, we know, Lord God, that this thing won't last forever. We know, God, that you got a timing for, God, for this thing to dry up. We are believing you, God, that this thing will be done and over by your Spirit. So we plead the blood. We apply the blood to everyone, oh God, that has COVID in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that you're going to do, and you're going to, oh God, cleanse every bit from them, and they shall live. I have a cousin in Mississippi that was my classmate and my cousin. He's on the ventilator in Mississippi with COVID. And so we apply the blood over him as well. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch Zeb right now. Touch his wife, oh God, as she stays, oh God, before you for Zeb. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord God, heal his body. We're looking for you, Lord, to do the miraculous. God, we know you can, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Is there anybody else that had a prayer request? I'm checking to see. Praise God, I believe there was 3193, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I just want prayer for me and my family that God will keep on intervening and be stronger in the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Bowman, thank you. I just pray for Sister Bowman's family right now. She has prayer requests before you, Lord God, and she's praying for her family, oh God, Father God, that they'll just go stronger, and oh God, all the prayer requests will be met, oh God. We'll believe in you for it, God, and anything, praise God, yes, anything that the devil tries to come, because the devil tries to hinder, praise God, oh, every prayer request, but God, we're lifting it up to you, Father. Hallelujah. God, because we know, God, you can do anything but fail. So, God, I lift up her family, and I lift up all families before you at this time that we are giving you praise, God, that, oh, God, when they gather together,
oh God, Lord God, they will rejoice in you, our Lord and Father and Savior. Oh God, that it will be a joyous time together. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say no weapon formed against us, our families shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I lift up every one of you, our family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God will do miraculous things in your behalf during this time. Praise God. They'll see more of Jesus in you. Praise God. And the Lord will bless you tremendously, tremendously. All right. I'm going to read another foretell from the prophecy again. And it says, it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressor, and he shall send them a Savior and a great time, great one, and he shall deliver them. And that's in Isaiah 19 and 20. Praise God. So it was prophesied. We lean on up. That's what we are doing. We are going on up to the birth of Jesus. Praise God. And you know there was singing. Praise God. So we're going to sing and we're going to give God praise all the way through, because it's prophesied even when it was manifested in the book of Matthew and also in the book of Luke. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I need a song right now, and I think we have, if you have a Christmas song, Sister Keys, can you do a Christmas song for us right quick? Let me see. Do I have Sister Keys on here? I'm looking. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't believe so. If anyone have a Christmas song that they can sing right now and give glory to, there's Sister Shawanda. Do you have a Christmas song? Praise God. Let me see. Can I find you again? Sister Shawanda.
Yes.
Do you have a song?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead.
Amen. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I cannot live without him. I wouldn't want to live without him. I refuse to live without him, Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to bring another prophecy that was foretold. It's still in Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah 7 and 14. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another prophecy. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior so that they went out from under the hand of the Assyrian, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. That's 2 Kings 13:5. And another one, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. That's Micah 5:2. Praise God. We need another song. What about you, Sister Catherine?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just a little bit of this. Hark the herald angels singing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. Glory to God.
Praise God. We are celebrating Jesus. We are celebrating him. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is so wonderful. I love it, y'all. I love it. Praise God. All right. Another a prophecy. Praise God. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from in the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. And that's in Deuteronomy 18:15. Praise God. And our last prophecy. And then we want another song. Praise God. Do you have a song from the island? Minister GG, for this last prophecy, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Do you have a song, Minister GG?
Yes, I do. I do. I would like to sing Holy, Holy. Amen.
All right.
Like,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns.
Prophesied twice, and first in Matthew, and I'm going to read Matthew to you, and then I'm going to come back to someone else for a song. So press 1 if you would like to sing before I come back. I'm going to read the birth of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18. Praise God. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused, that means she was engaged. Espoused means she was engaged to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, it was prophesied, to Joseph even, that, hey, don't be angry with her because she's carrying the child that, you know, that would take away the sins of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God ministered unto Joseph's heart, praise God, in a dream. You said, the Bible said, our old man will dream dreams and our young man shall see visions. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in a dream, God appeared unto him. You don't know how God's going to appear unto you. Praise God. God can speak to your heart in a dream or in a vision. Praise God. Always be open to what God wants to do because he's ever living now in our hearts. Yeah. God lives in our hearts today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we celebrate him with joy and in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And we love him. Praise God for what he has done in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to ask Minister Zadie, do she have a Christmas song? Minister
Zadie? Yes, ma'am. Yes. I do have one, but my granddaughter is waiting patiently to sing one, too.
All right. I was going to ask you, was she on? Okay.
Yes,
well, go
ma'am.
Ahead. She will be next. We will get her next.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Oh, go tell it on the mountains. Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. He made us watchmen over us upon the city wall. And if we are Christians, we are believers of all. Go tell it on the mountain. You're over the heath and everywhere.
Yes.
Go tell it on the mountain, telling that Jesus Christ is born.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
well,
the Lord. Praise him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we're going to bring Minister Janice Williams in, and Minister Janice is going to give us the reading in Luke's Gospel of the birth of Jesus. Go ahead, Minister Janice. Are you there, Minister Janet?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we hear
you. I'm reading Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And it says, and when 8 days.
No, start at one. Start at one, sweetheart.
Luke chapter 1?
Luke chapter 2, 1 through 21.
Oh, okay. And it came to pass in those days that there were out a decree for Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Sirius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed. Everyone, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judah, unto the day of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse, wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God and to the high, and on the earth goodwill unto men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and eat and see this thing which is come to pass, which is the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them according concerning this child. And all they had heard is wondered. And those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was the full name of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. This child, praise God. Hallelujah. And, it was Jesus, praise God. And what did he come to do? What did to get to, down to where he called Jesus. What did he come to do, y'all? He come to save
yes.
us from our sins. Oh, glory, hallelujah, praise
yes.
God. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. I get fired up when I got down there. She read the whole thing, but when you got down there, you got to the name of Jesus. Pray it ought to have you heated up with fire now, because when you call on the
yes.
name of Jesus, that's what's going to heal us. That's what's going to set us free. That's what's going to, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, babe, for our next song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh,
gonna be off.
Okay, well, she's not answering. Shayla? All right. If she's going to answer, because everybody is open. Everybody is open. I have unmuted everybody. I'm going to go on here and shout. Unless someone else has something else to say. Praise God, our song. I want to open it up for everybody.
Mother Gwen has
Hello?
A music and a song.
Okay, come on, Sister Gwen.
Yes, I was just waiting, Minister. I said, she forgot I could sing, I guess.
I'm
on here with you every
come
night.
On, baby, praise your God tonight. It is time to praise
Amen.
Your God.
All the
praise.
Time, all the time.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hearts of heaven, angels sing. Jesus, the light of the world. Glory to the newborn King. Jesus, the light of the world, walk in the light, beautiful light, somewhere the dewdrops of mercy shine bright.
Yes,
shine
yes.
all around us. By day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world, walk in the light, beautiful light, somewhere the dewdrop of mercy shine bright, shine all around. By day and by night, Jesus is the light of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody
Amen.
Else
want to
give a praise tonight? Go ahead.
I got one moment, baby.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord is come. Glory to God.
He's a wonder. Praise God. Well,
thank
I do
you,
want
God.
To give you all the announcement. Please, every Friday night, is Minister Janice Williams at 8 o'clock on this same number. And I wish you all could meet with us there some of the Friday night that she's on. She gives a wonderful message. Praise God. And I do want to announce next week's meeting is going to be cursing. We're going to do some of the curses that's in the Bible. We're going to curse out the things in our lives and get ready to march into the new. And I want you to be on here next week. Praise God. We're going to do cursing and blessing. So when we step over into the new year, we're going to do the blessing. You know, I was on a prayer line this morning, and Apostle Wilson did it this morning, and I was so elated. I said, oh, my God, but he did it all in one thing. But I want to separate it and do the cursing because of our time. We're going to do the curse all them old evil spirits that's tried to take us out through COVID and different things. And so then we're going to go back into the new year, and we're going to bless that new year and believe God for better things. Praise God. So I'm hoping that you all be with me these next two Sundays. Praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God, I just want to wish you all the most prosperous day on Christmas Day. I want to bless you. And I want to believe God for you, and I want you to be happy with your family, those that are going to be with your family, those that can't be. Praise God. I want to bless you too. Praise God. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may you be blessed. I pray that the enemy cannot come in and tear you in any kind of way. Praise God. And cause you to have any interruption, because he wants to try. Praise God. So as we go, I'm going to read this little story to you. Turn with me to the it says the Bible story. Turn with me to the Bible page, where we can now recall the story of the shepherd's birth, God's gift, King of all. Turn with me to Matthew, where he tells us God's dear son was born in a dreary cow stall. That's wise men one by one come with me afar to bring their gift, to bow before his bed. And even now it seems we see the halo around his head. Turn over to Mark's account, where shepherds viewed the star and gathered there at Bethlehem from near and from far. Oh, read the story once again, and in our mind's eye, we will gather there at Bethlehem to worship reverently. We worship him. It's all about him. Praise God. I thank you all for being on tonight. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Good
night. Goodbye, everybody. God bless
you.
Good
night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
All right, see you later, Sister Vivian. God bless
you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. God bless you.
Good night, everybody.